Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Before we get started today, I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, the very talented Logan Landers, for making it happen today. Today's video is to the NFL legend, Mike Haynes, cornerback of the New England Patriots and the Oakland Raiders. So if you like the video one more time, please come in and share it. When you're looking at the cornerback position, clearly the toughest position to play at any level, especially high school, college, and pro. And the greatest corner that ever played in the National Football League, a lot of people saying it's a young man that's the head football coach at Colorado, formerly by the name of Deion Primetime Sanders. Probably the best they ever done it. A lot of people know I'm 63 years old, so I grew up in the 70s, grew up in the 80s. But if I had to say a guy that was in the same class as Deion Sanders, not as fast as Deion, I would rate him as the best corner that ever played this game. And you're looking at him right now on the screen, and his name is Mike Haynes. By way of Arizona State University, the New England Patriots, and the Oakland Raiders, and by way of John Marshall High School in Los Angeles, California, same high school as Leonardo DiCaprio went to. The thing about Mike Haynes, I'm going to start with his stats. 46 interceptions, 9 Pro Bowls, All Pro 8 times out of 14 seasons. All Pro means you first team. The 49th best player in the National Football League history, voted on by his peers. 49th best football player in NFL history. Defensive player of the year in the NFL in 1984. Just an outstanding cover corner that when you looked at Mike Haynes, and what really brings me back to memory when he got traded to the Oakland Raiders and they teamed up with Lester Hayes, inability of them playing press coverage at the line of scrimmage. That's what I'm always going to remember about Mike Haynes, how they played man-to-man and ran with the receiver all over the field. And I go back to the Super Bowl victory when Mike Haynes was a member of the Oakland Raiders. Oh, excuse me, the L.A. Raiders, when they took down the Washington Redskins 38-9 in a Super Bowl game. How him and Lester Hayes put that press coverage on Charlie Brown and Art Monk and limit them to 4 catches in that football game. And limited the highest scoring offense in league history at that time, the Washington Redskins quarterback by Joe Theismann, to 9 points. But as you see this young man on the screen, as I get excited, Mike Haynes was up in their grill, as we say back in the neighborhood. Press coverage, man to man. Press coverage, man to man. Press coverage, man to man. And I'm say this right now. It's a shame that Lester Hayes is not in the Hall of Fame. And it's a shame that when we talk about great secondaries in football history, Mike Haynes, Lester Hayes, Van McElroy out of Baylor University, and Mike Davis out of Colorado are not mentioned as one of the top secondaries of all time. But when you look at Mike Haynes, the skill set, the speed, A+. Being physical, A+. Go back to the Super Bowl against the Redskins. He played press. The quickness, A+. The quickness to run with receivers. I remember when he was traded to the Raiders and he first got back and his first game was against the Miami Dolphins, how he was able to run with Mark Clayton and Mark Duper. The range, once again, A+. To shut a receiver out. What we mean by that, completely hold you to no catches. Mike Haynes did it at a high level and at the biggest moment. Bump and run. Tight bump and run. A+ for Mike Haynes. Playing up to the challenge. He was a guy that was very competitive. Didn't do a lot of talking, but he was always up to the challenge. A+. Corner the wide receivers who was great at the time when he played in the league. The Drew Pearsons, the Charlie Browns, the Art Monks, the Mike Quicks. This guy was one of the best. The Steve Largents. He did it at a level, man. A+. The intimidation factor. Mike Haynes was 6'2", 195, A+. Being aggressive, A+. And what you got to have at the cornerback position, when you get beat a couple of steps, the great recovery speed, A+, Mike Haynes. The ball skills, A+. The explosion and leverage, A+. The instincts as a corner, A+. An elite, Mike Haynes. In my book, if I was voting for all the great corners that's played in this game, and it's been some great ones, I would have him rated right there with Deion Sanders. Outstanding football player, man. Did it at a high level at the cornerback position. Raider Nation, you should be proud, because he wore the silver and black at a high level, and also he wore it proud with the New England Patriots organization. One of the best they ever done it. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here at One of the Arts Football. Once again, special thanks to the talented Mr. Logan Landers. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. Mike Haynes. Man, it gets me up out of the chair and just want to go in there right now and turn on my YouTube channel and watch him play back in that Super Bowl against Charlie Brown and Art Monk. Excitement. Eliteness. Playing the toughest position of all of pro football, the cornerback position. And he was born in Vincennes, Texas. God bless. Vincent Turner here on 100 Yards of Football.